from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me on Startup Report is Travis Holloway, the founder, CEO, and co-founder of Solo Funds, which is short for Social Loans. And this is a continuation of our profile of the companies participating in the Tampa Bay Wave Tech Diversity Cohort, which is supported by Nielsen. Welcome, sir. It's good to see you.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate the time.
So we started off strong, both grew up in just in and around Amish country in Ohio. So we're coming from the same place, which is cool.
Yeah, don't meet too many people from that neck of the woods for sure.
And now you're based out of, you moved west and now you're based out of LA?
Yeah, I'm based in Los Angeles. So, you know, quarantining here is good. I moved to LA from New York. So I always talk to my New York friends about how much better quarantine here is versus back in the city.
I'll throw St. Petersburg, Florida in the mix too, though. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure. And you guys have much better taxes.
Yeah. So let's dig into Solo. Just talk about how it came about and what made you start this company.
Yeah, so Solo actually started primarily because, you know, my background's in finance. I was an advisor for, you know, nearly 8 years. And what I saw is that my friends and family would frequently ask me for small dollar loans, whether it was $50 for gas, whether it was $100 for a utility bill, you know, whether it was $200 because the car had just broken down. And what I realized is that they were asking me for these small dollar loans primarily because the resources available for small dollar loans were extremely scarce. Friends and family was the number one way to obtain a small dollar loan. And if you couldn't get it from friends and family, people are oftentimes going without basic necessities. And, you know, right now in a post-COVID environment with layoffs, furloughs, and hours being reduced, I mean, we're seeing that more than ever before. So with that said, you know, I knew that if I didn't fund those loans, people would be subject to predatory payday loans. And, you know, for those who don't know, payday loans typically carry average interest rates around 400%. And I didn't want to send anyone that I knew, loved, or cared about to go take a predatory loan. So I decided to build this company myself, where anyone who has discretionary cash could actually lend capital to other individual people, earn a return off of that capital. But on the flip side, we prevent individuals who are in need, who fall into that underbanked demographic, from going and taking those extremely expensive predatory loans.
Got it. So as you're building this, do you see this more as a documentation service where folks who are already loaning money to each other just have a way to, you know, put it on paper, do a little of the math on the interest, and just make that life easy, that part of the transaction easy? Or do you see it more as a platform where people may go and look for people in their network that can loan them money?
Yeah, so the way that we built this is it's really a platform that not only allows you to get access to capital and put real terms around, I guess, a behavior that had been going on since the beginning of time. I think lending is probably one of the oldest businesses, you know, that exists. But with that said, you know, we didn't want people to only be subject to borrowing from friends and family. There was a significant number of times that I had very stressful interactions with both friends and family around, you know, lending capital. So we wanted to open up the market to, you know, where anyone who had discretionary cash could lend that cash, even to a stranger, to allow them to solve their need. And then for that borrower to be able to repay that stranger without having to go and leverage their personal relationships for the capital. What we saw is that, you know, a lot of times people's friends and family, their personal networks often don't have the capital that they really need either. So if you restrict that only to friends and family, oftentimes people still won't be able to obtain the type of capital that they actually do need.
Right. And obviously, risk is a big component in rates, and obviously, and payday loans are exorbitant, but they're also tied to a lot of risk as well. And so how do you communicate if you have a person who wants to put some of their discretionary capital into the platform? How do you communicate risk from the random people who may want to come and borrow that money?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we created is what we call a social credit score. We do believe that, you know, many people who fall in the underbanked demographic are much more creditworthy than traditional institutions deem them. Just when you look at overall user behaviors, our customer behaviors, people aren't buying homes, they're not buying houses, they're not using credit cards the way that prior generations have. With 70% of millennials using debit cards versus credit cards, we knew that we needed a way to prove an alternative type of creditworthiness. And the way that we underwrite on our platform is largely based off of cash flow. But it's also, you know, a myriad of other factors, whether it's behavioral data, location-based data, you know, social media data. There's a lot of different, you know, pieces of data points that we look at. But we're looking at that individual's ability to repay that loan on a specific date and time. And that score that we create is ultimately what lenders use and leverage to decide whether or not they're comfortable with the risk tolerance of a particular loan and a particular borrower. So we provide that to the lender, they make that decision, and then they make the lending decision directly on who they deploy capital to.
So in developing that social credit score, you know, obviously there's a lot of work that goes into that, and I'm assuming you're trying to automate most of that, make it mostly self-service. So what are some of the basic checks and balances you would put in to make sure that the information coming in from the potential borrower is legitimate?
Yeah. So, you know, for us, we actually have to satisfy all anti-money laundering, AML, and KYC, know your customer requirements, because we actually have partnered with a bank. So the same information that a bank would require in order to open an account, we actually collect. So we're verifying multiple data sources to verify that the name on the debit card matches the name on the bank account, verifying that, you know, the driver's license is verified with, you know, the address that, you know, they have on file. So across the board, we're doing multiple, you know, checks to ensure that this individual is who they say that they are, and that they actually do have the ability to repay that loan.
But not actual credit checks?
No. So, you know, quite frankly, we believe that the FICO score is largely broken as it pertains to the underbanked, especially when you look at, again, those behaviors that I discussed earlier that are drastically different than the baby boomer generation. You know, for one, when you look at just millennials versus baby boomers, you know, with that said, you know, we look at, you know, their ability to repay with cash flow is much more applicable, and especially in this day and age, than FICO score, particularly as it pertains to small dollar loans. You know, when you look at, you know, someone's FICO score who may have been able to get a loan back in early March before COVID had really took its stronghold on the country. You know, a lot of those people are actually not going to be able to fulfill those payments going forward. 60% of American workers work hourly. And if they work in hospitality or if they work in retail, they were negatively impacted. But if we were only going to underwrite based off of the FICO score, that really wouldn't tell us the true story of whether or not they actually have the propensity to repay right now. And also, if we were only going to underwrite based off of the next paycheck, as many other companies and payday lenders do, we wouldn't know things like, you know, 60% of the country makes more during unemployment, especially right now before these benefits run out at the end of the month. 60% of people actually make more money not going to work than they do when they actually go and clock in. But that's information that we know that others don't know, and we're leveraging, you know, the full spectrum of the financial picture for underwriting.
That makes sense. And then I'm assuming that the history within the platform will play a large role in saying, hey, this person has done 5 successful repayments already, and that will go a long way to their social score.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why our delinquency rates tend to, you know, be 3 times better than industry average. It's largely because this is a resource that people, you know, use when they need it. But very different than paying back a traditional loan where you get the capital all at one time and then you're making payments over a duration of time, you know, 12, 24, 36 months. Borrowers who are in a, you know, scarcity mindset due to COVID, look at that payment, that monthly payment, as I'm losing money. I either have to like make this payment on this loan that I got a year or two ago, or I need to buy groceries. And, you know, most of them are going to choose to buy groceries. But, you know, Solo, they actually have the ability to draw from this resource again if they need it. So there's more of an incentive to pay back, because not only do I have the ability to take this loan or take another loan in the future, I also have the ability to increase my overall limit of what I can borrow. So I actually can borrow more in a subsequent loan than I could on this initial loan if I pay back on time. So there's a high incentive to repay.
And theoretically, you know, that even opens the door for borrowers buying loans from other, you know, lenders buying the loans from other folks. So they can say, you know, this person bought this, you know, did this loan at X percent. We like with their, you know, their payment history, they're going to need a little bit more. We'll just buy that whole loan at a lower rate. And, you know, they can pay off that first loan and then take our loan at a lower rate and, you know, potentially do better off. And it makes both parties happy, I guess, except the original lender.
there's a ton of possibilities with how we can continue to scale this. Absolutely.
So coming on to the lender side then, you know, you talked about predatory lending. You know, a lot of those things are based on different algorithms. So what sort of lenders are you, you know, you truly going for the individual, or, you know, do you anticipate, you know, people seeing this as a new way to just become a lender or, you know, branch off from their current lending to this other option? And then what checks and balances we have in place to make sure that the rates don't approach predatory?
Yeah. You know, so the way that we look at this platform is we wanted it to be driven by individuals. Institutional capital is largely drying up when it comes to deploying capital to lenders to secure their balance sheets. And, you know, we always felt like, you know, people like my father who worked at General Motors for 37 years, but, you know, no investment advisor from, you know, Deutsche Bank or Goldman Sachs or, you know, Morgan Stanley ever called him because he was considered technically a blue collar worker. Made good money, lived in Cleveland, Ohio. You know, I had a pretty good standard of living. But with that said, when I really entered that like traditional world of finance, I realized that there was no way that I would ever call people like my father, you know, and it just, you know, the truth. So with that said, we were looking at, you know, my co-founder and I were looking at, well, how do we provide opportunities for, you know, the middle American who's, you know, making $75,000, $80,000 a year, wants to deploy capital to earn a return. And also is very familiar with the plight of the average American. They're not, you know, my former client who made $500,000 a year. They understand what it means to have an extra $50 or extra $100 and going with, you know, going without if you don't have that. So, you know, really opening that opportunity and that door for those lenders to deploy capital was really important. And from a checks and balances standpoint, you know, there are certain guardrails that we put around transactions. We won't allow, first of all, borrowers create their own terms. I think that's the most important aspect here is that borrowers, this is a marketplace. So borrowers come in, they state how much money they need, they state when they can repay it, they state what they need it for, and then they set the rate in which they're willing to pay for that capital. And an individual lender can come in and decide if they're comfortable with deploying that capital based off of the terms of that loan. But it's actually borrower driven, and that's the most important aspect. What we do is we want to allow borrowers to create terms that are predatory. So we'll put max and caps on what they can actually offer to a lender as a return. But you know, we felt that it was very important for the community of what we built to really determine, you know, who gets funded and what the terms are of those loans. So Solo is actually just a marketplace connecting the two people together. But we're not actually setting the terms on our end. Yeah.
So as a marketplace, and this, and you've got a double onus on customer acquisition. You've got to acquire both the borrowers and the lenders. So what's your out of the gate customer acquisition strategy?
Yeah, I mean, we actually have one of the lowest customer acquisition costs in the industry. You know, the co-founder of PayPal actually told me that. And I would say we're best in class. You know, we've been in market for, you know, a little over 2 years, probably 26 months at this point. And we have enough data to where I could firmly say that, you know, we acquire customers in the lending and fintech space cheaper, than anyone else. With that said, obviously it's not very difficult to find people who need access to small dollar capital, especially today in a post-COVID environment. But on the lender side, you know, lenders are attracted by the returns that can be earned on the platform, as well as this feeling or sense of, you know, doing good, right? So, you know, in a post-COVID world, you know, GoFundMe, people are giving money away. You're seeing more and more campaigns on GoFundMe than ever before, and people are giving that capital away, and they want to be helpful to people who are laid off in retail or hospitality, et cetera. But on Solo, they can actually have the same type of impact, but they actually get their money back. And if they're not focused on, you know, making a significant return on a transaction, you know, they can give, you know, they can lend money with no return because again, borrowers set their own terms. Borrowers can borrow capital and not pay back any additional capital, you know, for that loan. So with that said, we have different types of lenders, those who are focused really on the social impact, those who are focused on making returns. But at the end of the day, they're all doing good and providing a resource that borrowers really, really need in these troubling times.
Can you talk a little bit about your revenue model?
Yeah, so Solo gets paid four different ways. We have a donation, which is, you know, created at the onset of a transaction that a borrower can opt into. We also take part in late fees, collections recovery fees when we're able to recover a loan on behalf of a lender, as well as an administration fee. So we actually get paid in four different ways. But the last way actually that I just left off was we have a new feature that we just recently launched back in April of this year, which is the ability for a lender to insure loans. So for a fee, a lender can protect their overall, you know, investment or lent amount against the inherent risk of default. So for a fee, of 5% of principal, the lender can actually opt into that. So rather than taking, you know, lending me $100 and then taking the full $100 loss if I go delinquent, they now take a $5 loss because Solo is insuring the remaining portion of that loan.
Wow, that's interesting. So it's pretty essentially guarantees rates, albeit lower rates, but perhaps better than other super conservative investments. So it makes a nice alternative to them.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what drew you to the Tampa Bay Wave Tech Diversity Accelerator?
You know, first and foremost, Dr. Manasi has been, you know, super helpful. Just really strong network, just really good person. And I wanted to be a part of what he was building. You know, I also built my former career, I guess, in New York City, and now I'm based in Los Angeles. But I have no relationships in the Southeast. And I know that there's a lot of opportunity there. And I wanted to be kind of plugged into that ecosystem. I've been paying attention to what's being built in the area. And I felt like this was the best way to immerse myself in the community at large, make connections, and really find even talent now that we're working in a remote environment to where, you know, we could continue to scale this business with the right people around us and the right supporters.
That's great. To finish up, what's the next big milestone for the company?
Next big milestone for us is raising our Series A. We raised a pretty healthy seed round, but right now we are in diligence and pursuing our Series A. So I would expect that we'll close that here in the next, call it 60 days or so. So that's where my main focus is right now, is securing a lead investor to push that milestone across the finish line.
Awesome. All right, Travis Holloway, Solo Funds. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for sharing your story and good luck with the rest of the accelerator.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
From stpcatalyst.com.